chapter 9, verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy. How did he get a miracle? First, you got to come. First step to your miracle is just bringing it. You got to show up so God can see your faith. Faith without Jesus seeing it ain't nothing. Let God see your faithfulness. Let God see your faithfulness. Let God see your faithfulness. We've been to the place where we've had the ecstasy of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for it. Amen. That will always be there. Thank God. But we got to learn how to flow, learn the ways of God, so that we turn that ecstasy into manifestation of what's for that thing that we believe in God for. Find out what it's there for. You got to hear what the Lord's trying to say. And behold, they brought to him a sick man. How many of you ready to see it? How many are ready to see it? What would you do if they brought a sick man to you? Anybody got a sick situation? Say, I'm going to take this sick situation to Jesus. And listen to this. There's some of you people don't realize you might have a sick situation. You might have some stuff that's messed up and think that everything's wrong just because things are messed up and out of order for a little bit. Everything's just not perfectly in sync the way you want it to be right now. Some of you have been believing God to work some works within you that the Bible says you can have. And just because you don't have it, you don't think something wrong? Listen, these people had a sick man and faith. What? What? That means their situation wasn't just absolutely perfect right then. They had the man with them, and how can you see somebody with somebody that's sick? And then Jesus looked at them carrying the sick person and said, faith. What? What? When you take your problems to the Lord and you bring them to the house where something get it taken care of, amen, God looks at that and says, faith. Jesus saw their faith. You might have some issues. You might be standing in faith believing for some things that just aren't right yet. Some circumstances just not perfect yet. You've been believing God for it, trusting God for it. Things just hadn't turned yet. There comes a time when Jesus turns around, he'll look at their faith, and he says unto the one sick, son or daughter, minister, servant, whatever you are, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven you. That means God's getting ready to change some plans. Sin is just going down the wrong path. God's ready to turn some situations around. Notice that they brought the sick one. Here's another one. Go to verse 18. And while he spake these things unto him, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay hands upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him. What did she do? Before she touched the hem of his garment, what did she do? She what? And what did the other guy do? See, they brought the other one, and this one came. So the first thing this woman did, she came behind him and touched the hem of his garment, and she said within herself, if I might but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Amen. And Jesus turned about him, and when he, what? And when he, what? Saw her, he talked to her. She came and Jesus saw. And then he spoke to her, and then he gave her the word. What is the Holy Ghost saying? First one, they brought the man. And then he saw their faith. Come or bring, he'll see and speak. And he spoke unto her and said, daughter, be of good what? What did he say to her? Doesn't that sound just like the other one? He told the other one, be of good cheer. And here in this scripture, it says, be of good comfort or cheer. Who is the comforter? Who's the comforter? So he says, be of good comfort. Come, he'll see, he'll speak, and he'll grace you with the Holy Ghost. See, many people want to miss it. So you got to give the Holy Ghost something to work with. Holy Ghost, the manifestation is the end of your faith. How are you going to get faith if you don't hear? Thy faith hath made thee whole. When you see supernatural demonstrations of joy, when you see the power of God go through and moving in such a strong way, listen, that is the end. I'm not talking about the completion. That means that faith is over. Amen. That means you're on the last leg of that thing you've been believing God for. You're bringing it forth. I can hear my blessing. See, when you hear him laughing on the inside of you, that's your blessing. Right before Jesus starts to do his miracle, he says, be of good comfort or be of good cheer. You can get to the point where you've done everything that you can do. You've stood in faith. You've stood there. You've believed God. You've trusted in God. You've heard the word. You've come. Then God gets to the point and says, I don't got nothing else to say to you but be of good comfort. Get drunk. Have a drink before I show up. Relax yourself. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready for your breakthrough. You're going to need a sedative to handle what God's about to do for you. For mine cannot conceive the good that the Lord has in store for you. You got to sedate yourself. God's fixing to do something big. Sometimes you got to draw it up yourself. And when the Holy Ghost does it, you just can't stop it. You just can't stop it. What is it? That's you pulling up that blessing from the inside of you. I hear the sound of laughter. Glory to God. Sounds like God's fixing to do something. When the angels in heaven start to rejoice, they know what God's about to do on your situation. I believe there's some angels that come. I believe there are angels that accompany the miracle of God, that accompany the demonstration of God. And those boys are cut-ups. Cut-ups. The boys that bring the deliverance and bring the miracles, they just laugh all the time. They have a good time. They got a good job. See, they're laughing about it. And when you hear that, let it get all around you. God will follow that thing through with your breakthrough, with your miracle, with your deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul said, be of good cheer, for I believe God. It shall be even as it was told me. Say, don't worry about the situation. Don't worry about what you're going through. Just laugh. Hallelujah. Just laugh. Just get nice and drunk after you've heard the word. Get nice and full of the Holy Ghost, and by the time you sober up, everything will be all right. Somebody said, I've been praying for a long time, but I ain't getting nothing. I've been believing in faith for a long time, and nothing seems to happen. You got to realize, you got to draw it forth. You're building a house. Amen. Ha, 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 devil.
Amen.
What's going on tonight? God's trying to bring your miracle about. See, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. See, other people would be confused. Some people don't even know why they got joy. They don't understand what it's there for. Isaiah 12, 3. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away. And thou, he told that one woman, daughter, be of good comfort. Whenever God starts talking about comfort and joy, he's talking about a turning or a change. There is never a change without manifest glory. Because you go from glory to glory. What is God trying to pour out on you? New life. And life more abundantly. And the Holy Ghost is talking to some of us right now. That in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Thou wast angry with me, and thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. Here comes great faith. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Say, because I got faith. See, you're going to learn something. I'm going to give you something to laugh about. Hallelujah. So here this person is in faith. Isn't that a faith statement? Say, because I got faith, and because the Lord is my trust and my salvation, period. Somebody say, therefore. Say, therefore. That's what the joy is for. That's what I'm laughing about. That's why I'm so glad. That's why I got joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Because the Lord is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. I don't got a nervous laughter. I got a laughter of knowing. I might look crazy, but there's complete confidence on the inside that everything's going to be all right. So when you hear me laughing, it's my spirit saying, I will trust and will not be afraid. I'm going to laugh my way out of this. Therefore. See, some of you didn't even know why you were laughing. See, and you felt the Holy Ghost on you. And it was the Holy Ghost. That was the Holy Ghost moving on you this morning. And he'll move on you tonight. And how many had something come on you and you just couldn't shut up? You tried, but you just couldn't. It was just all over you. Spirit within them was crying out, the Lord is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. How do you know you've come to the completion of your faith? Joy. So how long will it be before I see the manifestation of the thing I've been praying about until you get joy? Therefore, with crying and depression, shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Somebody say, with joy, I'm going to make a withdrawal. Water is life. Let me tell you what, how many want to be blessed? Green represents money. Green represents prosperity. And if you water brown grass, what's going to happen? If it ain't rained in a long time, everything looks real brown and dingy. But as soon as you water it, as I drop the water, I'm going to water my atmosphere. Everything's going to turn green. With joy, you hear me? God's trying to tell you how to get your miracle, how to get your manifestation, how to get your breakthrough tonight. How to get your money. How many want to turn your stuff green? How many want to draw yourself? How many want to pour some water on your business? How many want to see your stuff grow? There was a prophetic word this morning that said everything's about to get bigger and everything's about to grow. How do you expect it to grow? How do you expect increase? You're not going to grow no crop with no water. Somebody say, I need the water.
I need a lot of water.
Yes. And with joy, you can't bring to manifestation that thing you've been believing for. See, faith is evidence of things unseen. See, you got to hear the word. Notice that the first thing he said, they brought that man that was sick, and Jesus, seeing the woman, came. We just hear about, you know what, that we just hear about her touching his garment, but we don't see the part where it says she came. So you come and you hear the word. Somebody say, I come and I hear the word. And the word goes on the inside of my spirit as I hear it preached. And then I start to meditate on that word. And it turns into faith. And on the inside of me, that word has turned into substance. And if I want to bring that substance up, I got to bring it up with joy. Whenever you laugh real hard, what happens? Why is it when you laugh real hard, you feel it in your belly? And your belly is the place where the spirit abides. Are you hearing me? And why is it that usually you go to these meetings and you see them with the joy of the Lord? And they'll start out laughing and acting crazy, but they somehow end on the floor. But if they stay in that joint long enough, they stay in it long enough, it turns into, oh, oh. Joy is the labor pains of travail. You're about to bring forth the manifestation to that thing you've been believing for. You'll laugh yourself into travail. It's birthing time. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. God wants to do something for you people tonight. God wants to do something for you people tonight. Salvation is what? Healing, restoration, prosperity, deliverance, and peace of mind. The word has been spoken to you already concerning those things. Concerning your family, every promise of God is true. It's on the inside of you. But you need to draw forth water. And water that spoken word preached to you. Some seeds have been planted in your heart about great wealth, about prosperity, about family, about restoration, all those things. Then the Holy Ghost said, that's enough. I planted the seed, now I'm going to water it. And he sent a double dose of the Holy Ghost. He sent a double dose of the Holy Ghost so that seed might germinate. The end of your faith is joy. Isn't that nice to know? That's why the Bible says laughter doeth good like a what? Come here.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.